And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager, of course, for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You know, you can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Go get that app. I guarantee you're going to love it. Or you could join us on Facebook. We're going to ask you to join us on Facebook. Click that like, that follow. GRN South and Central TX. I'm looking for more Facebook, followers. GRN South and Central TX. You'll find us there. Want to thank everyone listening and tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, Stockdale, where I was just at this weekend. And, of course, right here in San Antonio. You tune in to get caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas, and we appreciate your listenership. So thank you so much, everyone, tuning in. Now, on this program, as you know, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. On today's program, it's going to be exciting. I got three cool dudes in this studio right now that are going to talk about the upcoming St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church 300 Men March. It's a 300 Men Rosary March. I got Antonio Cruz here, Romeo Garza is here, and Marcelino Gutierrez. Awesome dudes that have come in to talk about this march. I've been to the march a couple of years. It's fabulous, fabulous. We're going to talk about it. And then in the second segment of the show, we're going to talk to Diana Reyes. She's probably en route right now listening in. Diana, we can't wait to see you here. She's from OLG, Our Lady of Guadalupe Helotes. She's going to talk about their sidewalk ministry. It's going to be a great, great hour. Glad that you're tuning in. I'm looking forward to all these discussions, and it's going to be fun. But as you know, before we do anything here at the Guadalupe Radio Network, we always begin in prayer. And so as we pray, I want you to pray for Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Yonick, Bishop Cepeda, retired Bishop Michael Boulad, and of course, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, lots of seminarians over there at seminary. It's going to be awesome over there. Want to pray for them as well, all of our nuns, our sisters, and of course, our country. Need to pray for, you know, the peace in our country. It's just gotten crazy this past weekend. You saw what happened at that dinner, the Correspondents' Dinner. Let's pray for our country. It's got to heal. It's got to move forward. Okay, so let's start in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what? I'm going to do the take authority. We're going to do the prayer to take authority because we need that right now. In the name of Jesus, I take authority and I bind all powers and forces in the air, in the ground, in the water, in the underground, in the netherworld, in nature, and in fire. You are the Lord over the entire universe, and I give you the glory for your creation. In your name, I bind all demonic forces that have come against us and our families, and I seal all of us in the protection of your precious blood that was shed for us on the cross. Mary, our mother, we seek your protection and intercession with the Sacred Heart of Jesus for us and our families, and surround us with your mantle of love to discourage the enemy. Saint Michael and our guardian angels, come defend us and our families in the battle against all evil ones that roam the earth. In the name of Jesus, I bind and command all the powers and forces of evil to depart right now away from us, our homes, and our lands. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are a faithful and compassionate God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, after this weekend, I was thinking about this yesterday, thinking about the show. I'm like, I really need to do that prayer to take authority. I think this is the first time I've ever done the prayer to take authority in, what is this, my 111th show? 111 shows, and we've never done that. We have to pray this prayer. We've got to, ask God and St. Michael and our Blessed Mother for protection, especially, you know, protection against those that roam the earth, the evil ones that roam the earth. So And now we can get started with our program. And I want to bring you up to speed with where I was at this past weekend. I was down in Stockdale, Texas at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Man, I'll tell you what, they are on fire out there. Deacon Mike, of course, invited me to come out. Father Pius was so awesome. And so I got to do my little 2-minute spiel on the Guadalupe Radio Network. And I'll tell you what a surprise it was, because, you know, first and foremost, they're going to build a new church. So they got this thermostat showing where they're at. They're halfway there. They're trying to raise $3 million. They're at 1.5. And, the people there, the prisoners there are contributing to this, you know, building of this new church. So I can't wait to see that done. But the big surprise I had this weekend over there at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Stockdale, was that they celebrated the first communion of three kids, Sloan. Okay. So Sloan, Zayden, and Kennedy all received first communion right there at that 10 o'clock mass. And that was so cool to see. And Father asked them, how does it feel, you know, to about to receive the Eucharist for the very first time? And one of them said, good. It feels good. And I agreed. I'm like, boy, doesn't it? And you know, we receive the Eucharist every Sunday, every time we go to mass. And yeah, in one word, I think Kennedy said it. It was either Kennedy, Zayden, or Sloan. One of them said, good, because God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. And so for for them to say that word, good, I felt like, wow, that is so appropriate. And it is so good to receive him. But congratulations, Sloan, Zayden, and Kennedy. Kennedy, I was talking to your dad outside the front doors, and he was so proud of you. So great having that conversation. But again, thank you, Father Pius. Thank you, Deacon Mike. And to all the success and blessings to St. Mary's down there in Stockdale. And if you've never been to Stockdale, it's just right past Lavernia on 87. So it's easy to get there. It's about 45 minutes, 50 minutes from downtown. But I tell you what, it's a nice drive. Speaking of Lavernia, I passed by and St. Anne Lavernia was packed. I remember going over there for a pulpit talk, and Father Johnson Lay was there at that time, but St. Anne's is on fire as well. So with that said, that's my 7 minutes. And so I want to bring in my guest, because we have a lot to talk about, and it's coming up. But let me introduce my guest again for this first segment. Antonio Cruz is here on the mic. Romeo Garza is here, and Marcelino Gutierrez. Let's start with you, Antonio, since you got this all organized and ready
Thank
to go.
You, Gordon. Yes.
Tell me about the march. Let's talk about the history, St. Mary Magdalene, you know, some words that, you know, Father Will Combs, of course, is an awesome priest over at St. Mary Magdalene. Tell us how this all came about.
Yes, Father Will is our good shepherd right there at St. Mary Magdalene. And he's always encouraging us men of the parish to be disciples and to make more disciples. And a few years ago, he had a vision of men praying for their family and the community of San Antonio.
Wow.
And he got the idea of getting 300 men. And it comes from the story of Gideon in the Bible. And how God led him to victory with an army of only 300 men. And that's how he put together, I think, the first year we had over 300 men.
It was like close to 500 that year. I was there.
Yes. Yeah. It was a hot April morning, but a lot of people show up. And then the following year, we strive for 500, but I think 300 is the
that's the mark.
Number. That's the number. Right. We're here to invite you to come on Saturday morning of May 9 in 2 weeks. It's a powerful community event, and it's open for all the men of the Archdiocese. Everybody's welcome.
I know, Antonio, you've been involved every year.
Yes.
And, you know, you help coordinate this. And so your two compadres here, what do they do to help out? Romeo Garza, you do what? What's your role in all this for the 300 Men's March? You're on. Go ahead.
Gordy, I want to first thank you for that prayer, because we all have to take care, take authority.
Authority
and And especially as a spiritual leader of our family and our community.
Right.
I'm going to get a copy of that prayer.
I'll give you a copy, yeah.
We'll be praying it in at Men in Christ Ministry.
Yes.
You know, it says, men of God standing firm in faith and bringing Christ's peace to the world. Bringing Christ's peace to the world.
To the world.
It reminds me of 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7, which is love is patient, love is kind. We have to abide by Scripture, right. Especially men. We have to provide that love to our family.
You know? We're the leaders of the household.
We are. And this March, it just, I mean, prayer and unity, you can't, it's, you see so many trials being accomplished, you know, through prayers and unity. And this is the way we start, you know, just planting that seed for the men. You know,
so. And for all men out there, you know, it starts with your step, your first step to go to an event like this, to an axe retreat. I don't care what it is, but take that leadership role, because if your family's stagnant, you know, you're the leader of that family, and it's up to you to take some sort of initiative to get your family involved. For my family, it started in 2009 when I went to my first axe retreat. Our family was stale. We were going to mass maybe on Easter, Christmas. You know, we were very, it was terrible. And until I took that first step, then what did that lead to? My wife going, my son going to teens, my sister's going, my mom getting involved. And it just, boom, it's like a firecracker that you set off for your family. If you want to do that, this could be a start to something big. And we've never stopped ever since. But it takes that initiative. Marcelino Gutierrez is here as well. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing for this 300 Men's March, Marcelino.
Yes, sir. So this is actually my first time being involved in this in this march, and I got invited by Antonio and Romeo, and I think I mentioned last time, you know, so I'm a revered Catholic. I started getting involved in church and learning about Scripture, and it's because of these two men here that I've grown, and maybe they see something and that I'm doing right, and it's because of God. You know, God has opened my heart to God, and he's made
see you're
many
glowing
blessings.
You're glowing. I could see it.
And you were talking about, you know, how it's us as men who have to bring our families to heaven, bring our families to God, and I try to do that in my own family and show through my actions, and slowly, you know, they're gravitating towards that. Yeah. And, you know, just a couple of weeks we went and helped one of the other ministries with their breakfast, and my wife did it for the first time. I'm there almost every day of the week, and so
but I was like, hey, she decided to join you.
She did, and she was like, so I asked her, I was like, how did you like it? She was, I loved it. I want to do it again. I'm like, man, isn't that awesome?
You
like,
see,
just bring, and it's the piece of giving. So God's given us so many blessings, so many blessings, and it's we have to recognize that as men and show our families, not only our families but our community. Right? Because when we have a stronger community, when we have a stronger family, we have a stronger community.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it starts, I love that story because you sparked it. You were the agent of change, if you will. And, you know, so many families out there are suffering, and there's no need to suffer when you got God on your side. But, you know, it's our not taking the initiative. And like you said, you know, your wife got involved. My whole family got involved without me saying once, you need to do this. You need to do, no, sir. I led by example and didn't even know I was leading by example, but they followed. So, you know, so many families out there are hurting. Men, this is a chance to break those chains, break that, you know, that constant suffering, if you will. And so, you know, by doing something like, by going to a march like this, Antonio, you've seen men change overnight. And you've seen that at your parish. I've seen that archdiocese-wide because I'm out there. I get to go out there. I hear a bunch of stories. What do you say to the men who are thinking about going, or maybe they never heard of the 300 Men's March? What would you tell them?
Let me start by telling you, Gordon Sobrano, I used not to pray the rosary at home, so we were always at church. So whenever we went home, the last thing that we wanted, it was like getting more church or be more in prayer.
Right.
But I remember Father Will saying, I think it was the first march or the second march, and he invited the men to do at least one decade first. You start with one decade on Monday, and by Friday you had already completed
one rosary.
So
how easy is that?
How easy is that? And it's like if you see yourself as an athlete, if you want to run a marathon, you start by training little by
one mile at a time.
1 mile at a time. And going back to the Axe retreat, it's good to go to a retreat.
Yeah.
But it's also whenever you come back from that to get involved. At St. Mary Magdalene, we have the Men in Christ. We have the Knights of Columbus. We have two new men's group, Fulton Chin. We call them Fulton Chin Apostolate.
Yeah.
Thanks to Jorge Aguilar that he brought those good audios to us.
Right.
And Father Will recognized that it's good for men to be together with other men and to grow together so they can take that authority, that leadership of their families and their communities.
And you never know who you're going to inspire.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You bring your neighbor, let's say you and your neighbor, your garage buddies, and you throw darts and you fix cars, but you've never ever broached that conversation. You know you both are Catholic, but you've never said, hey, neighbor, why don't you come with me? Yeah. Come on, let's go do this 300 men's march.
And Marcelino is such an inspiration for us. So we have a joke between, the three of us that we believe there's two of him because he's involved in everything in St. Mary Magdalene. So, but you can see the joy of Jesus in him. So that kind of gives you hope and joy and love to recognize the miracles and how great our God is.
Because like Marcelino, I always say this, God doesn't call the qualified. Mm-hmm. He qualifies the called. And that is one of the most powerful statements I ever heard. He doesn't call the qualified. He doesn't need them. He qualifies the called because he wants his shepherd. What was the reading? His sheep, know his voice. We know his voice. Yes. It was just in the readings this weekend or last weekend? There's this weekend. This weekend. But we know his voice and we answer his call. And so what we're asking men, you guys take time out of your day to come on this program in his vineyard to ask men out there to participate. We should have over 300 men. It shouldn't be the 300 men march. It should be the 30,000 men march because, we all need this as men in Christ. And, yes, you're calling out to them. Now let's talk about the food because I had the best fideo loco that I've ever had in my entire life after the first men's march. And even Father Will said, oh, Gordy, you're going to want to stick around for lunch because it's going to blow your socks off.
Yes.
It sure did. But Omeo has something to say about that.
Well, we will start May 9th with Mass from 8 to 9.
Oh, the schedule, yes.
And then we'll be walking out two by twos, just like the Lord sent us.
Yeah.
As apostles, two by twos. Mm-hmm. And we'll be walking around the church grounds past the new Adoration Chapel
that's
going to be dedicated this coming weekend.
That's right.
With the Archbishop. Wow. And then we finally end up at Jubilee Hall.
Mm-hmm.
We have some chairs there. We'll be having some great testimonies. We'll be praying the rosary. And I can't say enough about the praying the rosary, because ask and you will receive.
Yeah.
And we want each of them to ask for something from their hearts, right, and they will receive it because we believe.
Yes.
I believe.
And Jubilee Hall, it's a nice place.
Yes.
I mean, you guys have a nice big hall. There's lots of space. Going to be air conditioning in there. You're going to eat
great
good.
Focus.
Yeah.
Great focus.
And Father Will Combs.
Yeah, no distractions.
Yeah.
We'll have the Blessed Sacrament in there. So we'll
have, beautiful.
Yes, yes. He's going to be with us all the time.
Yeah.
He says, no tengas miedo, yo estoy contigo. Don't be afraid,
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, those are so comforting words. Yes. And how many men out there need to hear this,
Yes,
so,
yes.
No, I think it's going to be beautiful. So the schedule, you're starting with Mass. What a great way to start.
Yes, yes.
And then go out two by two.
And getting back to the sustenance afterwards.
Yes.
We'll be serving a meal. And we changed it up, Gordy, but I'll make a special video local for you and bring it to the office here.
You know, that was a one-time shot. And it was all made by hand.
Yes.
I went back there to talk to those that were cooking. I think it was they were part of the congregation there.
Yes.
And I said, we're making everything by hand.
Yeah. No, this will be some cheese enchiladas, homemade beans.
I've had the enchiladas. Yes. They're fantastic.
Yes.
Well, they're going to get fed. Men like to get fed. Yes. They, you know, let's pray.
Spiritually and physically, yes.
Spiritually and physically. Yes. What would you say, Marcelino, to all those men thinking about it? Or there could be women out there listening going, I'm going to tell my husband to go down to Clower Street. Yes. It's right there downtown. What's the address?
1710 Clower.
1710 Clower. You could see it right off I-10 as you're passing, before you get to Hildebrand, West Avenue. You could see St. Mary Magdalene right there on the hillside, and it's beautiful. Well, that's where Father Will presides, and that's where we want you to be. Marcelino, tell some men out there why they should go.
So one of the other reasons that Antonio and Romeo invited me is... So I'm part of the veteran community. So
that's right. Yeah,
so I'm a.
US You're going to come back on the show in September.
September, yes, sir. So I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I did one tour in Iraq in 2003.
Thank you for your service, Marcelino.
Thanks for your support, sir.
Beautiful.
And so, if to all the veterans out there, you know, so I suffer from PTSD, and it's I tried to deal with it on my own.
Oh,
and
it's tough.
Failed. I failed so miserably. Yeah. Until I came and started believing in my faith and started practicing my faith that I still struggle, but here's what I say. I still struggle, but it's so much easier that I got God with me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's so much easier. Those battles are easy to overcome because of God, because he's in my life, because I practice what he teaches me.
God, and all our veterans out there with PTSD, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but through Christ, anything can be done.
Yes.
I have friends that have served, and same thing as you, Marcelino. Yeah, they suffer day in and day out until they turn to Christ.
Yes.
Things change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if there's any veteran out there and who's longing for something that they're missing in their life, they need a purpose. Because in the military, we have a purpose, right? We're in charge of millions of dollars. We're in charge of personnel.
Oh.
Then when we get out, all of that is gone. And we're like, now we're nothing.
What?
We are something. We're children of God. And that's most important. And we have to, until we understand that, we're going to be lost. So any veteran out there, come to the march.
And you're talking to a lot of veterans because this is Military City, USA.
It is.
San Antonio, man. I'm sure there's lots of veterans right now hearing, listening, and maybe their wife is listening. And they can go home and say, honey, you got to go to this. It's at St. Mary Magdalene. Will Combs, Father Will Combs is inviting everybody. They're going to have enchiladas. Hey, you're going to get a hot plate, a hot meal, and lots of spirituality.
Yes. We got to, the same way we got to feed our body, we got to feed our soul. And this is a great opportunity. If you have, even if you have maybe a 16, a 17-year-old son, if you want to come a father and son, you're more than welcome to. Great testimonies. At St. Mary Magdalene, we... combine the Spanish and the English community. We try to do everything bilingual. We are two communities but one church, right? Like
that's right.
It's not divided by language. So this is going to be a bilingual event.
Yeah.
And Brother Francisco Herrera is going to be doing the Spanish testimony, and one of your own, Richard Reina. Everybody, if you're listening,
help me out there.
If you're a longtime listener of 89.7, you'll know who Richard Reina is. He's going to be our English speaker for the testimony.
Right on.
So we hope to see you there on May 9th on Saturday.
That's right. It's May 9th, and it's going to start with 8 o'clock Mass. Now, you brought something to print out, to read out, that Father Will Combs asked you to deliver, right?
Yes, and this is based on Ephesians 6, this comes straight from Father Will's handwriting, where he's asking him to renounce the flesh, the world, and the devil. The stinky thinky, he called it.
Hard the stinky heart. Thinky, yeah.
Yes, and the fallen flesh of selfishness, rage, greed, gluttony, laziness, and lust, and all of the vices that lead to adultery, addictions, abuse, abortion, and all other sins. And he continues reading.
I believe in the goodness and the greatness of my God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the belt of truth to grow daily in faith, hope, love, and all the virtues. I take hold of the shield of the faith, the sword of the Spirit, and the shoes of zeal, that I may faithfully worship God, learn and spread the word of God, and do the works of God.
Wow.
And my purpose is to follow Jesus into the kingdom of heaven and bring my family and as many souls as I can with me. I promise to be a spiritual leader of my family and community. I promise to join the brotherhood of faith. Together, may we strengthen our families and the church and build a better world. May we bring the kingdom of heaven down to earth and become true men of God. Saint Joseph of above, increase our power to love. Amen.
That was powerful. And Father Will put this together for you to read to the to our listeners out there.
Yes, he made it simple for us, because if you know Father Will Gordon, he has a lot of theology to give us and to teach us. But this time he wanted to keep it simple and precise, and he keeps it real. A lot of us men, we are attacked by the vices and what better a tool than to pray the rosary to defeat the enemy.
Well, guys, I am so glad that you came in. It is it's an honor to have you guys every year, and we love Guadalupe Radio, love supporting you guys. That weekend I'm going to have to miss this one because my son's graduating from Loyola in Chicago. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, it's on May the 9th, Saturday. So, we'll be over there at his graduation, but I promise next year I'll be there.
Loyola Bulldogs?
Loyola. Are they? I forgot the mascot, but anyway, it's Loyola.
Gordy, I'll eat your plate, okay?
There, you can have my plate. Romeo's going to have my enchilada. So, but guys, much success to you. Say hello to Father Will Combs. I hope he's listening right now. Hello, Father Will. He's so busy, I don't know if he is. But the 300 Men's March, it's going to be Saturday, May the 9th, 8 o'clock Mass, followed by a march, then 9 o'clock Divine Mercy, 10 a.m. Rosary, and of course, 10:30 a.m. Talks and Testimony, and 11 o'clock Fellowship. You're going to eat well, you're going to pray well, and we're going to encourage everybody to go out there. So we got a PSA running already on it. So good luck to you guys. Blessings, and tell me how it goes.
Thank you. See you in 2 weeks.
Okay, guys. All right, everybody. That was Antonio, Romeo, and Marcelino. We'll be right back.
I recently stumbled across your radio station. On the way to work, I had seen a bumper sticker on somebody's car. I didn't know what it was or what it was about, but I tuned in on my way to work, and I've been listening to you guys ever since. I appreciate you guys, and maybe you can add me to your prayer list as well, just that I continue to develop my path with the Catholic Church.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
I saw a meme on social media that I shared. It read, "Imagine in heaven someone walking up to you and saying, 'I'm here because you weren't ashamed and told me about Jesus. Thank you.'" I sat with that for a while, and then I thought, imagine a very different encounter, the one we read in the Gospel of Matthew. "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Go away from me.'" We're all called to stand up and speak truth in Christ because Jesus is truth. We do this on a personal level because our relationship with Christ is personal. Not only do I yearn to hear the words one day, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," but now I think about who I might encounter in heaven, God willing, that might thank me for sharing Jesus with them. So ask yourself, who are you sharing Jesus with? This has been an Epiphany Insight. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Do you have some major decisions to make in your life? Are you feeling lost and alone, not sure what path to take? Life coaching just may be the right option for you. Whether it's to practice accountability or create a better plan that works for you in life, we are here to serve with Christ always at the center. God's plan is always the best for us. We just may not be able to see it right now. Let us help. Secure your absolutely free consultation today at standtalltoday.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano. I am so glad that you dropped in. I'm so glad that you're listening. And what a great first segment. Man, I'll tell you what. These guys at St. Mary Magdalene, they turn it on, and they turn it on good. Antonio Cruz, Romeo Garza, Marcelino Gutierrez. Thank you for all that you do. Father Will Combs out there on at St. Mary Magdalene. And I want to remind all you men out there, and, you know, if you're a wife out there and your husband's at work, he's not listening, but you're listening, go home and tell him, Saturday, May 9th, I got plans for you, and you're going to be going to a march, a 300 men's march. I think it's going to be 300 plus. But it's St. Mary Magdalene. It's located right there off I-10 before Hildebrand, 1710 Clower Street, 1710 Clower Street, Saturday, May 9th. They're going to start with 8 o'clock Mass. So, you know, tell that hubby of yours to bring your kid, your teenage son, 8 o'clock Mass, followed by a march. And, you know, I've done all this. I've been there a couple of years, and it's beautiful. The Mass is beautiful. The march is beautiful. Pray the divine mercy. Of course, praying a rosary. And then the talks and testimony are going to be out of this world at Jubilee Hall. So once that takes place, 11 o'clock, is fellowships. You're going to get a nice meal, enchiladas, rice and beans, I'm sure plenty of tortillas, and lots to drink, Cokes and waters. So be sure to make plans Saturday, May the 9th, St. Mary Magdalene Catholic Church at 1710 Clower Street. If you need information, you could always, you know, call the station. Or they got a number on here on their flyer. It's 735-5269. Okay, 735-5269. Or you can go to stmarymagdalenesa.org. stmarymagdalenesa.org. And so again, want to thank Antonio, Romeo, and Marcelino for coming on the program. And I've got from Our Lady of Guadalupe Helotes in the house is Diana Reyes. And, you know, Diana and I met when I was out there. We met a couple years ago, right? And so, you know, Diana was like, hey, you know, I'm part of this sidewalk ministry. I would love to get the word out and talk about it. And so I told her, well, you know, come in and check it out, you know, come on my show and let's talk about it, because you got a lot to say. And, you know, we have a platform called In His Vineyard, and I want you to come on and talk about it. So, Diana, thank you for coming on the program, and tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us a little bit about OLG, because OLG Helotes is awesome. You got Father Rafael Becerra over there. It's incredible. You got it. Go ahead.
Good morning. Afternoon, I guess. My name is Diana Reyes, as he said, and I've been going to Our Lady of Guadalupe probably since about, 2015 or so. Uh-huh. We have a lot of different ministries. Of course, we have the lectors, and we have the Eucharistic ministers, but we have a really strong Knights of Columbus. We have Adoration Ministry. Right. We have, we're just starting up the Guadalupanas, and we have the Catholic Daughters of America.
Yeah.
We have a very strong St. Vincent de Paul. We have a prison ministry, and I can't even think.
You have Acts?
And we have, Acts, and yeah.
OLG Helotes has been on fire for many years, and now that Father Rafael Becerra is there, put your seatbelt on, because it's going to take off.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, and so this ministry, the sidewalk ministry, how did it start?
Well, when I was in California, my daughter knows that I love baseball.
Uh-huh. So who's your favorite team?
Red Sox, Boston Red Sox.
No, I'm kidding. I like Boston. I like you. I'm not part of that fight.
So she took me to a Giants game for Mother's Day. And there I saw a larger group of persons passing out rosaries and praying with some of those individuals. I was intrigued, but I didn't get a chance to talk to them.
Yeah.
They just gave me a rosary. And incidentally, it was the same colors of the team, black, orange, and white. But then for my birthday, my daughter surprised me again. And this time she took me to an A's game. Mm-hmm. And this time I did get a chance to speak with someone. And she told me that they had been doing this for over 10 years and had given out over 1 million rosaries to date.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really exciting. That was in 2017.
Uh-huh.
She also said that they were now endeavoring to expand to all the sports stadiums and that now they had hundreds of volunteers and many of the parishes were now participating, which they hadn't been before. It had just started with them. She said the only thing that they asked is when someone got a rosary. So when they went to a church, they returned back to the Catholic Church or they expressed an interest to make sure that they told the presiding priest where they had gotten that rosary, that it had been from that ministry.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to know if the rosary is what had prompted them to go back to the church or to try to find out more. And they were trying to track their success with this ministry. She said that to date, and that was in 2017, they had logged 10,000 people that had responded. And she says, you know, that may seem minuscule out of 1 million rosaries she's given, but if we can save one person and bring them back to God, I mean, that's all that counts.
That's right.
So I got super excited, and immediately I told my daughter, I have to do this when I get back to Texas, because you know everything in Texas is bigger and better.
It's bigger, that's right. That's right. And so you brought it, you took it upon yourself. Did you reach out to the organization? Where are they based out of?
Well, we're based, the people in California?
Oh, they're based in California.
In California,
so you reached out to them and said, I want to be the arms and the legs here in Texas.
Yeah, no, well, I just briefly talked to them, and they just said, just go with it. Do whatever you think. Let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Oh.
And so that was a hard road. But anyway.
Yeah, that's tough.
He held my hand the whole way.
But he's there. He's there to guide you. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit came and put it in your heart, tugged on your heart and said, call these people because you need to be the arms and the feet and the legs, everything. For Texas. So you got it off the ground.
Well, it started out kind of slow, like I said. So I was at St. Pius at the time.
Oh, St. Pius the 10th.
With Father Pat. And I
asked Pat O'Brien.
Yeah. And I asked him about it. And so he said, well, talk to Father Carlos, make sure you can get permission that it's okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ask him how you should proceed. And then also, you know, approach our diocese, of course, for clearance.
Yeah.
So I spoke with Father Carlos, and I've known him since his ordination.
Father Carlos Velasquez, who we just honored. You were there.
I was there.
At the Fishers of Men Dinner.
At the Fishers of Men Dinner. He is such a wonderful person.
He is.
Oh. But he said I'd first have to present it to their parish council to get their approval and then and their input about how I should, you know, conduct it.
Yeah.
And he said, but the city of San Antonio is the one who would give the final permission. Because once you step out of the cathedral, you're on City of San Antonio property.
That's
so they have to say. Well, that took 2 years. And so so I called the Archdiocese, excuse me, and spoke with someone there in their office. And so they said, well, we'll get back to you. So within a few days, they called and they said, yep, you've got the go ahead.
Ooh, nice.
So that was fantastic. And so the parish council was really excited from San Fernando. And so I started planning what I needed to do. And like I said, all this time, it was just a matter of hurry up and wait.
You went to the heart of the city, San Fernando.
I know, because they get 1 million visitors a year. So I figured that would be the best place.
Yeah.
And so finally, on a blustery Saturday, the first Saturday in January of 2023.
Ooh, cold.
Was the first. Yeah, it was really cold that day. And I was by myself shivering. But it was exciting. And I had ordered 100 rosaries from Amazon, and I gave every single one of them out.
Wow.
And so then I moved. In the meantime, I moved to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I asked Father Scott about it, and he said, "You go for it."
Yeah.
And so then Father Raphael joined us in January of this year, and he's been very supportive and encouraging me with his ministry. So I feel truly blessed. And since its inception, I've given out about 5,000 rosaries.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
So that's pretty good for 3 years. We're going, like, this is our fourth year, so hopefully we can give it out.
And you never know the lives that you're touching. With that rosary, you know, the Blessed Mother says, just put me in their hands and let me do the work. So your job is just to get the rosary to them.
Mm-hmm.
The Blessed Mother does the rest from there.
That's right.
What a partner to have.
Mm-hmm. So as far as our target audience, anyone who desires a rosary, a prayer with us, a Magnificat, a prayer card, a Bible, or is just looking for a good listener, they're welcome to come to our table. It's funny, but we predominantly seem to give out rosaries to Protestants who are visiting the cathedral.
Really?
As tourists, yeah. Wow. And they're interested in our ministry. Like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? You
know,
why?
And they're Protestants.
Yeah, and they want to know, why are you giving it for free?
Yeah.
You know? And they want it, but they ask questions about the Catholic faith.
Because the word is free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our priests, they don't make any money. All right, they're not driving Mercedes,
right.
And you know, they're not driving fancy cars and living in fancy houses because the word of God is free. So Protestants, I mean, they protest. That's part of their Protestant protest, and so they're the ones that are coming to the cathedral as tourists and kind of anxious. That's like our shows during during the day on GRN. A lot of these call-in shows are by non-Catholics, some non-atheists too. And it's amazing because they want to know all about this Catholicism. Yeah. What is it about?
Yeah. Why are you so drawn to it?
Yeah.
And there's a large concentration of homeless downtown. So we're often approached by them. And we have great conversations with them about Jesus, about God, the saints, our sacraments, and, of course, how to pray the rosary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those that need it the most, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they're homeless, they're jobless. I mean, and maybe... going through a lot of struggles, they really need prayers, and they need that rosary to protect them. I sleep with a rosary under my pillow in my hand every night, and it helps me. It helps me get through, and you know, it also helps you to have nice dreams.
Yeah.
So, you know, that rosary, they call it a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
The rosary is a weapon.
Against the devil.
Against the devil, they won't come near.
Mm-hmm.
Because that rosary is your weapon, and it's my weapon of choice. I don't need a gun. I don't need a knife. I need my rosary, my rosary every day. So how do people get, let's say somebody out there is listening, and they're like, Gordy, how do I get involved? How do I contact Diana? What do I need to do?
So I run announcements in our Lady of Guadalupe Bulletin every other week, asking for anybody who wants to join me downtown. And like Father Raja used to be at our church before.
Uh-huh.
Now he's at St. Cecilia. And so, you know, I've told him about it, and I'm friends also with Father Stephen Gomez and of course, with Father Pat. And so, you know, I still have contact with a lot of the parishioners there.
Right.
And so I talk to them, and, you know, I'm trying to encourage them that maybe they might be interested in pursuing something similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we do meet on the second Saturday of the month, we meet and go to Mass together at 8:00, at 8:30. And then we ask the presiding priest to give us a blessing for our
8:30 a.m.
8:30 a.m.
Yep.
And then I stop and pick up tacos for the volunteers.
Oh, nice, Diana. Nice touch.
And then we get downtown. We set up our little table with an array of items we have. And we stay there from 10 to 12. And we do it every second Saturday of every month, rain or shine. Well, of course, unless there's lightning, because we're out there in the middle of it.
And this is where it...
right in front of the San Fernando. Right outside.
San Fernando.
Yes. Right as you step out. We're right there.
Okay, so second Saturday, Fernando of every month. Okay.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Uh-huh. And the materials that we give out for free, for the first 3 years, I bought all the rosaries myself out of my own pocket, about 100 rosaries.
Mm-hmm.
But about the middle of last year, Father Carlos suggested that I put out a collection jar and try to get some donations to offset the cost out of my pocket.
Ah, okay.
But he asked me to check with Father Scott first, because we had Father Scott still there at that time. So Father Scott explained the procedures about how to turn in the money to the OLG office and have them order rosaries for me. And that way I wouldn't have to be paying tax like I was before. And he also suggested that I ask for donations for rosaries, Magnificats, prayer cards in the bulletin. Because he said that people were always asking him, what can they do with this extra things we have laying around in the house? You know, you know how sometimes you get things in the mail, like when you make a donation or something, they'll send you a rosary. So I've gotten a lot of donations like that.
It's good. So if somebody wants to make a donation, where do they send their donation to?
So they can call over to the office at OLG, and I have their number here.
Okay.
Let me see. It's 210-695-8791. And I can, you know, just leave their name and number and I'll call them back. And, or you could drive over there and drop off the items that you want to donate.
Out there in Helotes.
In Helotes. Or if you want to, it's more convenient to go down to the San Fernando on the second Saturday when we're down there.
If they're downtown. Yeah. If they live by downtown. Second Saturday, you're out there at 8:30 a.m. Okay.
Well, at 10, from 10 to 12.
10 to 12. So, OLGHelotes.org, can they go there as well? olghelotus.org, the website?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's just make sure that they say that they want to do something for the sidewalk ministry or for Diana Reyes.
Oh, that's all. Okay. So I'm going to make sure that, you know, we make sure that everybody knows where to go. Second Saturday, 10 to 12, San Fernando, you're there. So you've got two major parishes involved here. You got San Fernando downtown, and then you're covering the north side with OLG Helotus. You know, that's some great coverage and everything in between and down south. So if you want to get involved, you know, go see Diana every second Saturday of the month, no matter rain, snow, except for hail. Because, you
and
know,
lightning.
And lightning, no lightning. No hail and lightning. But San Fernando Cathedral, she's out there. But if you have some rosaries to donate or you've got anything you want to donate or you want to make a pledge to this sidewalk ministry, you could always, you know, call their OLG Helotus office at 210-695-8791. That's easy enough. So tell me about this, Diana. What have you received spiritually from this ministry? What makes you tick and go?
Well, I feel like I have been truly blessed to see this ministry grow and flourish with more donations of items, more volunteers, and a little money available to buy rosaries and holy water bottles and things like that that people ask for. But mainly, it has allowed me to get my faith to grow deeper and revitalize it even. And it allows me an opportunity to see Christ in every person that I meet. It doesn't matter what walk of life they're from. And it has helped me to traverse the road of humility by truly serving God as one of his disciples.
Right.
As he desires for each one of us to do.
You picked up that cross and you carried it. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Diana Reyes from Our Lady of Guadalupe Helotus and the San Fernando Cathedral. I'm gonna make sure I mention both those. And so Diana started the sidewalk ministry here in San Antonio, and she was inspired. She went to you went to an A's game and you went to a Giants game, and you were given a rosary at each one. And so you were inspired. The mother, our Blessed Mother, was reaching out to you. You were there to have a good time, but Blessed Mother said, "I'm going to get Diana's attention because I need her help in San Antonio." And so you went through the proper channels. Went through Father Carlos Velasquez downtown at the cathedral. He went through the Archbishop. Archbishop got things done, called the city, and lo and behold, here you are every second Saturday at the cathedral downtown. Not only handing out you're handing out a lot of rosaries,
right?
But you're also there to get to give information. And to do you need volunteers? Can anybody come and help you?
Yes, that would be fantastic. And that's what I'm hoping, that it'll grow, because I hope that other parishes will step up and want to get on board and fill in the other 3 weeks that I can't go down there to be down there. So maybe we can bring more people in from other parishes that would be interested in doing the same thing, starting it with, you know, as a new ministry in their parish. And, you know, even if people don't convert to the Catholic faith, at least they'll get to know and love our Lord and know that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
You'll be surprised, important. Diana. Whenever we put the call out, you know, for volunteers, and whenever we need help, you know, there's so many, I want to say, great Catholics out there. And a lot of them, you know, maybe are just retiring from a 30, 40-year career from SAWS or CPS or the military. And they call and they say, you know, Gordy, I'm bored. I want to do something. I don't need money because I've got plenty of, you know, retirement, 401k, but I want to work for the Lord and I want to give back. I'm 65 years old now. I've got less years ahead of me than behind me, and I want to make those years count. Can you help me? Can you veer me in the right direction? And we get to work. And, you know, we know the ministries out there. We know who needs the help. We try to stay informed. That's why we have this program, so that we're up to date with what the parishes are doing. You know, Bishop Gary Onick was just on here 2 weeks ago. And, you know, we had the second collection this past Sunday for the
seminarians,
and for vocations. And so, you know, when he comes on the program and we're sitting here talking off the air, you know, he's like, man, Gordy, you know, we have so many dynamic people here in San Antonio and across Bexar County in the Archdiocese. And he tells me stories about people that just want to get involved. And then they get involved and boom, they take off. And lo and behold, I think you're one of those. You got involved and you said, I'm going to take this. The Blessed Mother touched you at two baseball games, two major league baseball games, mm-hmm. of all places, right?
Right.
And you brought it back to San Antonio. So what we want to do is communicate this, and you're doing the right thing by coming on, you know, in his vineyard. But yeah, if there's anybody out there that would like to volunteer, Diana, they can call, I guess, the Helotus, OLG Helotus office, 210-695-8791. And of course, you're every second Saturday, you're at the cathedral downtown. Want everybody, you're going to get a lot of people coming to your table.
Oh, well,
now.
I hope so. I hope so. That'll
be
fantastic.
We're putting it out there, Diana, and I guarantee you, well, I can't guarantee, but God can only do that. God, you know, wanted you to come on the program, and he's got your volunteers lined up.
Well, I sure hope so, because, and everybody that goes, they really enjoy it. At first, they're kind of timid, and like we've even had people that just moved here, you know, and they say, well, we've heard all these stories about downtown and that it's scary and it's creepy dangerous. And then they go and they're like, wow, you know, I really felt the impact. And, you know, Father Scott, I can, you know, I sing his praises, and that he always said, evangelize, evangelize, evangelize.
Yeah.
And everybody would say, well, what does it look like? This is what it looks like.
Yes.
You know, when you're out there and you're meeting people and, you know, and you look at them. And the best story that I have to tell you is that there was this gentleman, and he was talking to me, and he was homeless. And he said, I used to be a doctor. He said, and I got hooked on hydrocodone.
Oh,
he said,
no.
I lost my wife. I lost my family. I lost my home. I lost my profession. He says, I've been out on the street for 10 years.
Whoa.
And so then we were, you know, we were talking, and I was just was listening to him. And then he grabbed my arm, and it kind of threw me off, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to thank you. And I said, for what? And he says, because you're the first person that has looked at me in my face in 10 years.
Wow. Whoa.
Because a lot of the
that
times.
That has looked at him eye to eye.
Eye to eye. People, when they see the homeless, they turn away.
Like they're ashamed. And
Or they, know. Maybe they're uncomfortable because they think, well, I don't want to make that person feel bad. And so, you know, you kind of look away. And so he said he really appreciated that I took the time to look at him eye to eye, you know, and really listen to him. And
that's biblical, because Jesus, he touched the lepers. He, you know, he touched the sick, the poor. He was not afraid.
Right. And so
we can't be afraid.
That's true. So like I said, at first it kind of jarred me, you know, that he touched me, but he didn't grab me forcibly or anything, but
it woke you up too.
You know, and so, but he was just trying to make sure that, you know, I was going to listen to what he had to say.
But of all, you know, the profession of being a doctor, right? I mean, a medical doctor, saving lives and touching lives, and then for your life to be destroyed by hydrocodone, you know, or whatever it is that you're on, that just, you know, can happen to anybody. I mean, I'm sure this man had many, many, many years of education. A beautiful family, and one thing, God, the devil, the enemy. That's why, you know, today, for the first time in this 111th show, I prayed the prayer to take authority, because something last night told me, you know, we need to get that prayer out there. And it is called the prayer to take authority. I think that's what it says here, but you could look it up. But yeah, how interesting, Diana. But, you know, we want to pray for your ministry, and, you know, Sidewalk Ministry is perfect name for it, because you're on the sidewalk, you're giving away rosaries, and we're going to pray that you give away, you know, a million of these weapons.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, because sometimes the Jehovah's Witnesses will be down the sidewalk from us.
Oh, yeah.
And they even come up here and talk to us a couple of times,
you know,
and said,
you know, I have family.
What are you doing out here?
Yeah, I have family that they're Jehovah's Witness, and they've been for many, many, many years. And I don't question them. They don't question me.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
But these strangers do come and ask us, you know. And
yeah.
And so we have really good conversations with them, you know.
Yeah.
We don't try to
respect each other. Exactly. We respect each other. And, you know, it's just beautiful to be part of Catholicism, though. You know, and I feel privileged to be a Catholic.
Catholic.
So if you want to help, if you want to get involved in the Sidewalk Ministry, all you got to do is reach out to Diana Reyes. She's here in studio. And Diana has been, you're a great supporter of Guadalupe Radio. And, you know, you're at the Fishers of Men dinner, which was awesome. And you've known Father Carlos Velasquez for so long. I didn't know that.
Yeah, 33 years. I went to his ordination.
I went to his anniversary for his ordination. You went to his actual ordination.
Yeah. I remember.
My goodness.
I remember I was so moved, you know, when they have to lay down prostate.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, wow.
Well, you know, Diana, we just ordained three priests. And, you know, I've been mentioning him. We've been praying for him. But, mm-hmm. you know, we're so fortunate here at the, you know, seminary to have so many seminarians. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now it's Father Luis Alonso de la Cruz, Father Luis Horacio Gomez Bustamante, and Father Jose Edgar Hernandez Suarez. That's three priests added to the mix.
And we need them.
Our priests right now, we got to pray for them every single day. Every show that I've done, 111 shows, I have prayed for our priests, deacons, seminarians, archbishops, bishops, auxiliary bishops, because they need it. Mm-hmm. They need it so badly. And, you know, I always ask people who come up to me and say, I really enjoy your show on Monday. You ask good questions, blah, blah, blah. I say, you know what I have out there? I have prayer warriors. Because when somebody says they love listening to your show, I always say, pray for me. During the show, pray for me. Because sometimes you need that uplifting. Not sometimes, all the time. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's not easy doing this. It's not easy being on the air for an hour. But I have prayer warriors out there that right now are praying for me, and that's what keeps me going. So, Diana, you need volunteers. You need people to come by the second Saturday at San Fernando Cathedral. You're there with the table outside, and they can get a rosary from you. Maybe they can't volunteer, but you've got rosaries for them, right?
Right. And I haven't blessed either by one of our priests, you know, at Our Lady of Guadalupe. We used to go on the first Saturday. But then it just conflicted with our, because we have a first Saturday rosary group there at Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it's a pretty big group. And so the ladies asked me if I would change it to the second Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I did. But so sometimes we would see the Archbishop that he would come on the first Saturday. Now I miss seeing him, you know, when he comes on the first Saturday.
He's down at San Fernando a lot.
Yeah. And so he'd always come and he'd say, Dianita, aquí estás.
Oh, Diana, it's been a pleasure having you on in his vineyard. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we are going to help build awareness about Sidewalk Ministry as much as we can. Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
Have a blessed week. God bless you. And we love you. Take care.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarini, host of The Doctor Is In. You are MA 89.7 FM here in San Antone, the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hello, GRN listeners. Hi, this is Father Will Combs from St. Mary Magdalene Parish, and I invite all men to join us for the 300 Men's March on Saturday, May 9th, 2026. We need the help of all men to march against the culture of death and march for the culture of life. So come Saturday, May 9th with Mass at 8 a.m., followed by the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Rosary Talks, Testimony, Food, and Fellowship at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, 1710 Clower Street. Come and help bring in the Kingdom of God.
Have you ever heard someone say, the Catholic Church is just out of touch? It's going to have to change if it ever hopes to be relevant in today's world. Well, G.K. Chesterton says, we don't want a church that will move with the world. We want a church that will move the world. It's not the church that has to change. It's the world that has to change. And it's up to us as the church to change the world. That is the call to conversion. We don't convert the world by giving into it. Chesterton says, the world is converted by the saint that contradicts it the most. Perhaps that explains why, in an age that worships money, sex, and power, the most influential woman in the modern world was a tiny little nun taking care of the sick and dying in the streets of Calcutta.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.
Many Protestants object to the Catholic practice of penance because they think it implies that Jesus' sacrifice is not enough. But is this true? No, and here are some answers why. First, penance has nothing to do with the forgiveness of sins. It only deals with repairing the harm that sin causes within us. St. Paul teaches in Philippians 1:6 that God works to bring to completion the good work that he has begun in us. Even though we're forgiven, sin leaves us weak. Penance is the means by which we cooperate with God to complete the work of recovering full spiritual health. Second, penitential acts express our sorrow for sin. which follows the injunction of John the Baptist in Luke 3:8, bear fruits that befit repentance. Penance doesn't take away from Christ. It unites us more to Him. I'm Carlo Broussard with a ready reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. Heard also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.